not be having the walkthrough at the agency due to obvious reasons. Obvious reasons, but okay. Usually it's the Thursday after Thanksgiving is generally when the event is. And if you've never been to it, it is. I mean, we're saying was like it. You know, it is an incredible thing. We had about over the last 2 years, we had a little bit over 2,000 each year, and so I mean, just tons and tons
just
of people.
Just remarkable.
Yeah. So I mean, it's amazing what they do in the office, not me.
It's
just amazing. We got two gals, you know, Andrea and Shannon. They just love it. And they coordinate it and everything else. It's so cool. I'm really disappointed. I know there'll be a lot of people that come to it to experience it. Will be disappointed. It's just fantastic. Everybody's
Yeah, it was like, I think it was probably April or May. You know, we all were looking around the table and thinking to ourselves, do we want to talk about it? Do we want to cancel it now? Or what do we do? And thinking, not sure what was going to happen. But Greg, we still wanted to do something this year. And we thought, you know, what could we do that would be, you know, socially distanced and safe as the best we could? And we started brainstorming, trying to put together ideas. And we realized, you know, in Brooklyn, there's the nightlights out there. And we thought, it'd be really cool if we could potentially give away some tickets so people can go experience it. And so I think the original number started out at like 20 or 25 tickets. And then we started thinking, well, we have 2,000 people that walk through the agency every year. We're going to give away 25 tickets. So the number's 100. We're going to be giving away 100 tickets, vehicle passes. And the folks out at Nightlights have given us passes that are good for any day of the week. And they open up, I believe it's on Thanksgiving Day is the first day. So the contest starts today. All you have to do is, if you go to our Facebook or our website, there's a link there to go put your name in the hat. We'll be doing a random drawing for 100 people, and we will mail you your ticket out. So it's exciting. It's the best we can do this year, you know. And I know Jackson's just been, you know, the place that the agency's called home for almost 70 years, getting close. And so, you know, if we can do something small to bring a couple smiles, I know my kids love it. Every year we go out and go experience it. It gets pretty busy. So I'd say that if you do win the tickets, you know, go on a Tuesday night or something, because it's it's a little less, but it's pretty fantastic out there.
Maybe we should have a contest, because the ticket's good for the whole car. Who can put the most people in the car and send their picture to us?
True.
There you go.
Or Rick chauffeurs someone out there. Yeah. How would you do that, Rick?
Is that
too much?
Let's not do that.
Tuesday night, maybe. How long would it take to go through it?
Well, it's the long, it's sometimes, so where you enter, I think you enter in on the east side. There's like a on the road on the east side of the track, and there's a really long, like it's all lit, but it's just, you just weave through for quite a while just to get to the entrance. And then once you're at the entrance, I bet you it's like 30-ish minutes, probably.
To drive through.
Oh, yeah.
Standing in line.
It's incredible. And they've got like one of those...
It's like a million and 700 trillion lights.
Yes. Yes, it's incredible. So, John...
Spink,
yep. I've called him a few weeks ago. We'll actually be doing a Good Things Going story on the Nightlights. I think we're going out there to film next week, I believe. So if you want to see a little behind the scenes, they're going to do a little, they're going to talk about, you know, what goes into it and all of that. And so
I don't even know where you would store all that.
I don't know either.
All that lighting.
We can ask that question on camera to see if we can see where they put it. Because I called him a couple, probably like 2 months ago, and I said, hey, you know, what would it take to get one of the, because you can like sponsor and buy, like they'll shape you one so we can get like a big W. I think the radio station has one out there.
Probably.
And he's like, oh, you gotta, that's like at least a year's heads up, because they have to fabricate it and do all of that to make it come together. So, but yeah, I have no idea where they store that stuff at, but it's again.
Yeah, he has a team. I think it takes him a couple weeks to really set it up.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think it's cool, the track getting utilized too in the cold months here. And I think it's going to be busy this year, because there's not as many things happening. You know, we tried to put together.
Well, that's something you can do that is, you know. Yeah. Distanced.
Yep. Distanced. Yeah, absolutely. There's not going to be, I know Santa's usually there in the middle. They said that wasn't, I don't think that's happening this year. There's a spot where you can kind of get out and have cocoa and stuff. But yeah, so it'll be quite the event here. And in the contest does run through till the 20th or the 19th. So we'll be taking, you can go on our website and fill that out through the 19th, and then we'll pick the winners on the 25th. Rick will be hand delivering all 100 tickets
Yeah, of course, they have to pay for the tickets then.
At that point, they would, yeah. But so we're really excited. Again, no purchase necessary. Nothing. We're hoping to give out as many of these. We've got some other cool stuff planned throughout the month of December that we'll be talking about in a little bit. But and as well as the toys, we every year we get a lot of our insurance carriers, individuals in the community donate, you know, hundreds and hundreds of toys. So we have a stockpile of toys that we'll be giving some of those away this year too. We've got a few partners in the community that will be doing that. So
cool.
Yeah, we'll be doing the best we can this year, and we'll be finishing 2020 well.
Still be decorating? Because your place looks like Wonderland.
Yeah, it's been Greenfield Village back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was just wondering that, too. I think we ought to talk about them. I talked about it yesterday at our meeting. I think we ought to, you know, at least put up some of the trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to get a little... we're going to do it. Yes, we're going to do that because that's fun. That's fun. You can come in and see our new soldier we've got sitting out front.
That's going down right after Christmas.
No, it's not.
It's a nutcracker.
Okay.
It's about probably 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Actually, it came from, I think it was Bronner's or Zender's. I mean, it was one of the original ones. It's solid wood. I mean, it weighs a ton.
Bronner's.
Bronner's. Could have been Bronner's. Then.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I'll tell you who gave it to me and to us, is Danny Dunnigan, who kind of collects these. And he had this one. And, I mean, it's like he says, it's like 8 feet tall or whatever it is. And you just don't have places for things like that. And he doesn't have places for that. And he said, Rick, I know you're a Christmas guy, so what do you think? Do you want it? And I said, sure. So he had to hire two men in a truck to bring him over there. But I think it should be up there year-round.
I don't know.
I think it's,
I mean, it's a little terrifying. It's pretty big. It does have a mask on it now, though, so it is safe from that sense.
It's fun. I mean, it's fun. When you come into an office, we've got this swing in there that came from Thailand, you know, and people just remember that. So they remember. They're going to have to remember you, Stu.
I know. I got it. We'll keep it. We'll keep it up. Aren't you in marketing? No.
So who knows? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, now that we've almost got over this political stuff, maybe we can have some fun out there instead of look at each other and want to hit each other.
Yeah.
Are we almost over them?
I don't know.
I think we are.
I don't watch. Trust me, Greg. I told you last week, I have really not watched. I did watch some local news. I can't remember last week someday. I don't turn it on. And every morning, so help me God, in the bathroom, we got a little TV. I turn that TV on. I haven't turned it on for months because I just don't like hearing the people's talk about nothing really, and most of it not even true or embellishing. So I'm just tired of it. I'd rather listen to you, Greg.
Thank you.
Really would.
You know, thank you.
You know, and most of your people you interview.
Well, I had a friend of yours in the other day.
Who's that?
And I didn't. Brian Cooper.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Good kid.
I found out you were acquainted with him.
Yeah.
And I never knew that business existed.
Yeah, it's a fascinating business.
Unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, here's a guy that was a teacher. I don't know if you tell that story about his dad.
Yeah.
About being a teacher and everything else. And
yeah.
He started this business. And he really is he's a brilliant when it comes to, probably you are too in welding also. But
I'm a former welder.
You're kidding.
No.
You're not?
Really? Walker muffler.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hmm.
No kidding. I bet it's different the process today than it was back then.
I bet it is.
But so much is welded in this world. It's so interesting. I mean, I never really thought about it, too. With so many of the products are metal and they're welded. And in the process, you think about efficiencies that can be had by doing certain things. And, yeah, he's done an amazing job. He is a true mad scientist. And his son's a... sounds different than him. He's real outgoing.
But listen, I've been here, you know, almost 70 years.
Right.
I've never heard of this business.
Yeah.
And they are worldwide.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place and have, I don't know, what do you say now, close to 60 employees or something like
that?
Yeah,
65.
65. And, yeah, so it's a...
Neat story. That was a neat story.
I mean, it is kind of the American dream, you know. He's a teacher, doing all this, all these years teaching welding and whatnot. And then he comes up with these ideas, which really are quite brilliant. I mean, not that I understand it completely, but I do understand the big picture of it. And all of a sudden, he's built this business to this size.
Wire wizard.
Wire wizard, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wire wizard. So, and the potential in that business is still huge.
Yeah.
It's huge out there.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's kind of exciting. I mean, it's kind of fun. You continue. Maybe I'll do that. Processes. I love hearing the stories about old Jackson businesses that were started from nothing, in effect. And some guys, I mean, and some brilliant people that
Yeah, this,
about me?
This came out of you know, nowhere.
I just, it just blows my mind. So I think there's so many interesting stories about Jackson and Jackson, you know, people that have just come up with these products and built these companies and everything else out there. You know, so it is interesting.
It's really cool. But,
and that's all, and they'll be at the Christmas walkthrough. I mean, at the no, so it's life is good.
And Veritas and.
Yeah. I went there last night, to be honest with you.
Were you really?
Yeah, I did. I went down just by myself.
What'd you have?
I had the rainbow trout.
Okay.
It was black, and it was great. I mean, honestly, God, I just think their food is fantastic there. You know, we're continuing to work on different things there, fine-tuning things. Talked about you. I'm pretty excited. I think it's we got to support these restaurants. I'm really fearful. I tell you, if this continues to go on and we have another shutdown, you're going to lose a lot of small businesses and a lot of restaurants.
This is true. That poke bowl, that ahi tuna poke bowl at Veritas, is that's the jam. That's a great lunch.
It is a great lunch. So, no, I'm looking forward to downtown this year. Hopefully people will support all the restaurants and all the other activities. A new store going in there where I saw the name last night. Right there in the old Reynolds building. Looks like they're setting it all up, and it would be kind of fun. You know, just need a few more retail. Bring the candle shop. We got a candle kind of around the corner. I think there's a candle thing down there. I was looking the other day. So
we're actually doing a Good Things Going story on a candle shop. They're not downtown, but
no, I think there's another. Yeah, that's right. That one went out. I know where that's at.
Yep.
And then, but there's another one I think coming in down there. You know, the 200 that you talk about here, of course, and. Yes, it should be kind of an exciting year downtown, I'm hoping. I'm hoping everything settles down and some of this COVID stuff comes to a halt.
We had 4,000 cases yesterday.
I know it. I know it. But, you know, Greg, as I still say to people out there, life is full of risk. You know what? The headlines kind of said, I did see the paper on this one, where the headline said, child abuse cases are down. Sub-headline said, probably not a good thing, because when they find out about them is when they're at school.
Right.
And so that really bothers me, thinking about that all these kids now, they're at home, whatever, they're being abused, and they rarely tell. It usually comes from a teacher who says, what's going on here, Jimmy, or whatever it is. And that's what bothers me more about this. That's why I say I understand the COVID, I understand the seriousness for certain people, but these kids, wow. And that's only one story. I think there's a dozen stories that we could talk about where we're affecting children out there for the rest of their lives, I think, in a lot of ways. So that's a big thing. I think there's an answer to it, whether it's, you know, reopening and how you reopen and what you do. And are masks a good thing? Yeah, they are a good thing. I think there's no doubt about that. It's going to help from the flu standpoint. You know, it's definitely going to help from the flu standpoint. So we got to live, though, right?
This is true. Well, at least I know the rec league put together sports this fall, which was so great. Joe Holly, I coached a fifth and sixth grade team in soccer. And we had a 4-week season. We had 1 week canceled because of some outbreaks at some of the different schools. But they tried to huddle the groups. Each of the teams were trying to be like the different schools together, just so the kids were not around. You know, too many kids they haven't been around, but. The kids had so much fun. It was like, even though they were all wearing masks during the game, I think for a lot of the kids, a lot of them had never played soccer before. So it was nice. I felt like a feeling that kind of felt a little bit more normal for them. But I tell you, week one, it was at halftime, and I was looking around. All the kids are just gassed. I mean, every kid's just like, and I'm like, man, guys, it's like, you know, you guys all right? And they're like, oh, just retired coach. I was like, has anybody played a sport this year? And not a single kid on our team raised their hand. So no basketball, no nothing. So, it was a great season, though. And at least, again, it brought gave the kids something to do. Parents were pretty excited to get out there.
It's a different world. I mean, it's like watching football on TV. You look at the stands, you say, are you kidding me? I looked at U of M the other day, and you think of it being the big stadium it is. And it was like, you know, 500 people there or whatever there was, and it just blows my mind. What would it be like a player out there? Okay, what do we have, a scrimmage here today or something? And
remember, I gave you 25 points.
Yeah.
In the Spartans.
You owe me a lot of money.
I owe you something. But
lunch at Veritas. Won't
be anything but money.
What the heck happened there? I mean, I guess obviously Minnesota
Michigan State won.
Yeah. And really won. It wasn't a fluke as such.
No.
It wasn't a fluke type
thing. No, they played well.
They played well. So that's It'll be interesting to see this week, and it'll be interesting this week to see Michigan go to Indiana, which is Indiana's showing something. They've always had offense there, it seems like. And then State going to Iowa, which has typically been a good school year, and they're having a little bit off year too. And Minnesota, God only knows where they're going right now.
Yeah, geez.
We could talk about all that, those different things right there. And yeah, what happened? I wanted to ask you, too, what happened to Clemson? All they do is lose their quarterback, let them, but they get a whole bunch of points scored on them.
They still won, though, right?
They won.
They have to play,
they play Notre Dame.
Yeah, that'd be a good... But he's not back. Lawrence isn't. He won't be back. No. He can join the team on Sunday, I think, is what they said.
I don't know. But
I think there's going to be three players on both sides for the Packers game tonight. I know the 49ers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Both those teams are in a mess. Yeah.
Aaron Jones might play, so that's a positive.
Well, I think this is a good thing because it's just like you got half your guys hurt. You got to put people in. It's coaching. You may find a new star out there. You could find that too. So
Stafford's on the COVID list today.
He is. He's on the list. But he tested negative though, right?
I think tested negative.
What does that mean?
He's exposed.
He'll have to test negative every day until Sunday to play Sunday.
Okay, that's how it works.
Yeah.
But was he exposed? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah,
he was. Contact.
Yeah. So it was exposed, and then if they test you every day and you stay negative, you can play. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
So go to the Walton, anyway.
Why are we
here? We hit 8 o'clock here.
Go to our Walton
Facebook page?
Yeah, Facebook or to our website, so waltoninsurancegroup.com, or go to our Facebook page. You'll see there's a link on both of those to go put your name in the hat for a free ticket, a vehicle pass out to the Nightlights. We'll be giving away 100, and so it'll be, I've already seen quite a few. We released it recently and saw quite a few already come in, so get your name in that. It's just a random. There's no purchase necessary. Just put your name in the hat. We hope that that you get a chance to experience it this year. It's gonna be pretty cool, and I know the kiddos love it. So
their car passes.
I gotta put a plug in too. If you have a social security question, to call Paula at the Walton agency. Yeah. She's amazing.
People don't realize how good she is.
She's amazing.
I think she'll be on in a few weeks.
Incredible. Okay.
She'll be on in I think.
I'll bring her on because she is so good. People don't understand the talent she has. Let me be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.